You know all those classic English scenes where the ladies retire to the drawing room after dinner, while the men stay at the table smoking cigars and drinking port? Well, all those genteel English women were not missing out on the cigars, but they were certainly missing out on that port. To my mind, port is one of the most overlooked wines, and if ever there was a time of year to track some down, this is it. Our contributor, Noelle Carter, sat down with award-winning wine writer, Karen McNeil, to find out exactly what we need to know.
Karen, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thanks, Noelle.
You know, now that we're in the thick of the holiday season, port seems to be one of those things that's perfectly suited to this time of year. For those of us that are new to port, could you explain what it is and where it comes from?
Yes, port is a fortified sweet wine that comes from northern Portugal, specifically from the Douro River Valley. And that's the only place in the world where true port is made.
And what is it fortified with?
It's fortified, Noelle, with natural grape spirits. So it's really like a clear brandy that is added during the making of the port to raise the alcohol level just a little bit. And often those spirits are made with the very same grapes that the port itself is made from. Port is very delicious, but it takes a little bit of understanding before you buy it, because depending on how you count, there's anywhere from 6 to 10 major styles. Shall
Wow.
I tell you about the two top styles, though?
That would be wonderful.
Yes, because I think it's probably true for any of us today, if you're going to have this, a bottle of port for Christmas or the holidays, you're probably going to focus on either tawny port or vintage port. And here's the key question you have to ask yourself. Would you rather have creme brulee or would you rather have chocolate cake? Because tawny port has flavors very similar to creme brulee, all that sort of caramel, brown sugar, cream, custard, those sorts of flavors. Wow. Whereas vintage port is very chocolatey, very berry, very deep and complex in the way that dark chocolate is. So those two main styles of port are radically different, and they are both delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that makes it so fascinating and fabulous during a holiday meal is that it often is the perfect way to end a big, rich meal. So maybe instead of dessert or just one little bite of, your favorite holiday pie, a small glass of port is so sumptuous. And it can have all those flavors.
It just sounds wonderful. I can't wait to go out and pick up a bottle or two for gift giving. Are there any particular labels that you might recommend? And how much should I plan on spending for, say, a decent bottle of port?
Well, for a tawny port, probably we're talking about $35 to $50. And remember, usually people serve small amounts of port, no more than 2 ounces, because it is so concentrated. So a bottle of port is going to serve 12 people. So one bottle will, in fact, go a long way. With vintage port, because vintage port is the top port and it is often given as a gift, I think you should count on anywhere from $100 to $200 or sometimes more if you buy already a very old vintage.
Are there any particular names or labels that that you would recommend?
Yes, I love the ports of Graham's, Dow's, Wars, Taylor Fladgate, very famous vintage ports that are delicious. And then smaller producers like Quinta do Vesuvio. When you see the word Quinta, it translates to farm in Portuguese, but it means that the wine came from one very small prestigious estate. So Quinta do Vesuvio's vintage ports are also phenomenal. Smith Woodhouse. In fact, there aren't all that many great port firms left. They've consolidated over the years. And the ones that we get here in the United States are almost uniformly the very top ones. So luckily, you almost can't make, in fact, I would say you cannot make a mistake. Any true port from Portugal on a shelf in the United States is in fact one of the 20 great brands in the world.
That's great to know. Now, let's say for some strange reason, I don't finish the bottle of port at the night that I serve it. How long will a bottle keep after it's opened?
Port will last quite a long time. If it's tawny port, it will last, you know, easily a month or more, 3, 4, sometimes even 5 months. Vintage port, it depends on how old the wine is that you're serving. If you're serving a wine from the 80s, it would probably last a week maybe. If you are lucky enough to have a really old, wonderful port, like the famous 1970 version, vintage port, that probably is only going to last a day because the older the wine is, the more frail it is. But here's an important point. Even when you may not want to drink the port, if you have a little bit left in the bottle, it is absolutely phenomenal to cook with. So
really?
Even when port is past its prime for drinking, it is still wonderful at layering flavor into all kinds of dishes and stews and soups.
Wonderful. Karen, thank you so much for talking with me today.
My pleasure.
Karen McNeil's latest book is an update of her classic, The Wine Bible. Noelle Carter is the Los Angeles Times Test Kitchen Director and writes the Culinary SOS column. Now, you can find Karen's port picks and an excerpt from her port chapter at splendidtable.org.